From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Today is a very, very special program. We'll be referring to the reason I'm saying that in just a moment. First of all, this one I love, the Rapture Generation. Do you really think we could go up in the rapture? I'm going to ask Jack all about that and what the rapture really is. People are confused sometimes. We're going to begin the program today with something that Jack's referred to quite often, and yet a lot of people are confused about it. Take a look, if you will, at this first headline. The Rapture Generation. Could we really be the one to go up in the air? See that man? He's looking up. What does that mean? The Rapture Generation. Jack, we explain the rapture, please.
All right. I have said this many times, but the Spirit has been coming on me at 4 and 5 in the morning and showing me things I've never preached or even thought about in my lifetime. And it's the idea of the rapture. Now, the rapture is explained in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and 18. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But the comfort is really there now, honey. I never stopped to think that heaven is not a place where the bodies go. That's why we have graveyards. Heaven is totally a place for spirit beings. There are no bodies on the other side except the body of the Lord Jesus Christ because of the resurrection and a possibility of Enoch and Elijah because they went to heaven in miraculous ways by a whirlwind that took them up and the other was transformed. They are the only two in the Bible who never died, and so they may be there in bodies with Christ, but those are the only bodies. What? That's right. You see, God was and is a spirit, Genesis 1:2. The Holy Spirit was and is still a spirit. That's why he's always called the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus was a spirit tens of thousands of years ago. Yeah. He's been alive that long? Yes. He didn't just start in Bethlehem's manger. He was there for centuries. He was foreordained before the foundation of the world, before this world, the universe was created. And where do you find that? 1 Peter 1:20. But he took a body so he could die for sinners. Now, millions of angels, all spirit form, Hebrews 1:14, are not the angels spiritual beings who be the ministers for the heirs of salvation? And every Christian who dies does not go to heaven bodily, they go to a grave. But their spirit is on the other side, absent from the body, spirit. Present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. They don't need bodies. The spirit part is the one that thinks and sees and hears and speaks. But the rapture is for a reason. The Lord Jesus is going to come back and rule and reign on earth. And wherever he is, his saints will be. So they have to get up there in the rapture and stay there for a period of 7 years, and then they return with him to earth. Now let's prove that. Revelation 4, verse 1. Come up hither, the voice of God. And this is the rapture. And they sweep through millions of miles in 11/100ths of a second, the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And why have they been taken out of their graves? Because they're singing about what's going to happen to them now that they're with the Lord. In chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, these redeemed ones who have come out of the graves and now they have their spirits back in their bodies are singing. They sang a new song saying, Thou art worthy, Lord, to take the books and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and has made us under our God kings and priests, and we shall reign with you, Jesus, on the earth. He reigns first for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. And then he is recommissioned, 1 Corinthians 15, 24-28, and lives and reigns forever and forever from that time onward here on terra firma. They will not be in heaven. There will not be bodies there. It'll still be a spirit world because all these believers who've been raptured can never die a second time. And I'm telling you, that's glorious news, Rexella. But they're going to reign with him. 1,000 years and then forever and ever. Yes, Revelation 11, 15. It says, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever and forever. Hey, the world's never going to end, Isaiah 45, 17, Ephesians 3, 21, because Christ is going to be here ruling and reigning forever. How long's forever? It's forever. And I say all that to say this. It's a glorious hour, and we never have to worry about dying again. And the reason that they had to come back with bodies is because there are 7 billion people on earth, and even after Armageddon is fought, there are going to be hundreds of millions still here. And they can't see spirits, but they can see bodies. And so the Lord has taken the spirits out of those bodies at the time they died, and now it returns them so they can come back in bodily form to be seen as they rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a joyous time. Philippians 2:10 says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Oh, Jack, that's great. The rapture, that is something we can all look forward to, isn't it? Now, those who have the Lord, of course. You know, what draws us up? It's having the Lord in our heart. Not everybody's going to be raptured. Just those who have the Lord in their hearts. My mom's in the grave. My father's in the grave. They're going to come out their bodies. I love that, Jack. They're going to have a new body united with their soul and spirit that's been in heaven all these many years. Oh, Jack, that's going to be so wonderful to be united with our loved ones who have gone on before. But I would like just quickly to ask you, why do you think that it is so near? I want to put a couple of things on the screen right now, and then I'm going to ask you that question. And here you see this headline, Welcome to the Raptured Generation. Hey, that next word's very, very important. Prepare. Whoa, are you prepared? And then in 1948, the eyes of the world were focused on the Middle East. I'm going to go very quickly because Israel was born. And then going on, June 1967, during the historic Six-Day War, God fought for Israel and restored the holy city of Jerusalem to the Jewish people. Can you believe that? In just 6 days, God gave Israel the victory. Now, this is really connected with the coming of the Lord because the Bible teaches that the Lord would not return until Israel had Jerusalem. Correct, Jack?
Oh, right, Rexel. The disciples came to Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 3, and says, tell us, when shall these things be and what shall be the sign of your coming? Jesus answered and said to him, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you, Israel, shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." And I used to preach these signs, but I missed the sign. And it's verse 32. "Learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branches yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when you see all the signs," Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 17, Luke 21, "in connection with the fig tree blossoming, Israel becoming a nation." That's it. Oh, and I saw this not long ago, and I'm like a little guy with a toy. I have to say it often. We are the generation. Why? In 70 AD, the Roman general Titus went down, took the Jews away. They were under control by empire after empire. They were not back home. They were not Israel for thousands of years until May 14th, 1948. Hallelujah. The fig tree has blossomed, and the fig tree is Israel. And that's Joel 1:7 and Hosea 9:10. We're left to see it. And they have to be in control of Jerusalem, because the war is when they're trying to go back and forth between the Palestinians and Jews to control Jerusalem. It's happening right now. And Armageddon begins there over these very issues. Now, here's what's so important about Armageddon. If you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 as the war of the latter years and latter days, just before Christ comes, because he comes to put a stop to Armageddon. But if you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 this week, you will find Israel mentioned 18 times as the battlefield. It could never have happened until now. Why? There was no Israel to invade until your day. And they could not fight over Jerusalem because they didn't possess Jerusalem. Now, both signs are here, and we're going home soon. Rexella, we're in tremendous situation. As far as war is concerned, we're living in the final hours. War could break out at any time. There was no Israel till 48. It couldn't happen until there was. We've lived to see it, and they're in control of Jerusalem, and that's where World War III, Armageddon, begins, because of Jerusalem.
Right now, Satan is on the loose. Have you ever known so many people, so much killing and so much everything, Jack? Satan is on the loose because he knows his time is limited.
And you know, he has always worked against the Jew. 1 Chronicles 21:1 says that Satan stood against Israel. And he's going to do it right through the end, even with some of these evangelical preachers who don't know their Bibles. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. The prophet Isaiah gives us some blessed hope. And it goes right along with the message we talked about today, Armageddon's coming. But listen to this. He says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." That's Jesus. Why? "The government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God." That's Jesus, the Mighty God. "The Everlasting Father," or the Father of the Dispensations, "and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end." Oh, when Jesus comes, the troubles end as far as horrendous war is concerned. There will not be a war for the 1,000 years as he sits on that throne. They'll try to start another one right at the end of the 1,000 years, but again, Christ is victorious, and then his government goes on forever and forever and forever. And he keeps the peace because that name is true. He's the Mighty God. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Amen.
The Lord Jesus is coming back. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. He's going to stop Armageddon. But before the Lord comes, I want to ask you, we aren't guaranteed tomorrow. Any of us could go out of this life at any time. Are you ready? If the Lord should come in the rapture today, would you be ready? Or if you're taken another way, are you ready? Is He your Savior? Is He your Lord? Are you walking with Him? Jack's going to pray a wonderful prayer in a moment, asking the Lord Jesus to come into the heart. Will you pray that prayer, Jack?
Prepare to meet thy God, Amos 4, verse 12. Heavenly Father, I've heard your word today. I heard what's coming, and I'm not ready. And this thing could break out at any time upon the world. And Lord Jesus, I want to be in the rapture. I want to be part of that group that goes up in the twinkling of an eye, the rapture crowd. But there's only way you can do it. How? By receiving this Jesus right now. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. That's a promise from God. Do it right now. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Your precious blood was shed to cleanse me from every stain and taint of sin. I'm sorry for my sin, and I want to be cleaned up. Wash me, Jesus. Save me. Forgive me as your precious blood is applied to my own body and soul right now. Come into my heart, Jesus. Save me. Thank you. In your holy name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Oh, how good it is to be ready for the rapture or for anything else life offers us. I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. If you hadn't already prayed it and you hadn't received Christ as your Savior before now, but now you're ready for whatever the future holds. Let me know if you prayed that prayer. There's my address. I'll send you this little book, The First Steps in a New Direction. How good it is to walk with the Lord in these days and know the arms of the Lord are guiding you. And now, I just want you to know that everything we've been talking about today, as I said before, is here in our wonderful offer of the week, the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible. And here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Don't put it off. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. My friend, to order your Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $59.95 to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Thank you so much, Chuck. And don't put it off. Make the call or write right away. One of the greatest gifts that you could give at any time of the year. Are you worried? Oh, we look around and we can be so worried. This is so good. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do and doesn't get you anywhere. How good it is to pray. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very, very much. Bye-bye.